This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, creating habit in children. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of creating a habit in the children in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, especially when we look at our general life, we see that our children have different habits. But according to Islamic teachings, it is necessary to make some habits in the children, to build some habits, and to make them perform something or some activities which are religious and which will help them in having a pure Islamic lifestyle. If we are living especially in the West, where we have the Western culture, when we go out, everyone is opposing what we believe. In such circumstance, it is necessary, and even in the Islamic countries, it is necessary that from the childhood, we need to train our kids, we need to train our children in order to raise them with the Islamic lifestyle or in the Islamic lifestyle. Therefore, one of the habits which we should create in our daughters especially, that is to have veil or to observe hijab when they go outside, or when someone like uncle who is non-mahram, obviously when we talk about the non-mahram, it's the father's cousins, and obviously the people or the father's friends, or similarly for the boys, it's the mother's friends and the other relatives. Even when they're the cousins next to each other. So we're talking about them, not the real uncle, like the brother of the father. So because he's mahram. So when the non-mahram, the one who is in front of whom the girl should have hijab or observe hijab when they come in the house, even if the little girl is, or your daughter is maybe 3 years old or 4 years old, you should try to teach them and make this habit that whenever they are there, they should observe hijab. Even when you buy a doll for your daughter, try to buy dolls which have good clothes, which are covered properly. Or maybe, you know, we have this thing like Islamic dolls. So you can use them so that this girl, this little girl, this daughter who is raising up in your house can see how to live in the society, and she should learn all these things, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the habits that we need to build in our children. And we said for the daughters, it is good to teach them how to observe hijab when they're 3 years old. And if you buy scarves for them, whenever you go out, they're observing hijab, they will learn that when they turn 9 years old, how to observe hijab. If it is hard for you to do that at the age of 3, then you can try at age of 4 or 5, but not later, because the age of 5 for girls, obviously their intellectual level is higher than the boys, and they do understand things better than the boys. So therefore, there is a difference of creation between the woman and the man. So therefore, if we can observe this, if we can make this habit or build this habit in our daughters, they will learn how to protect themselves, how to keep their hijab, and how to observe the Islamic lifestyle. On the other side, we need to also teach our sons that when there is a non-mahram, what to do, how to lower their eyes when they are in front of the strangers. Strangers means like non-mahram, like those who they should not see, they should not look upon them. And even if there is a mixed gathering, how to deal, how to live, how to socialize with the people in such gatherings, what to do. All these things should be done when they are like in the earlier age. And when they are accepting what you say. So the time when they can absorb all these things, that is the time to train them. Not the time when they are grown up, they become teenage, and they become baligh, and then you are trying to, or we are trying to force them to observe the Islamic teachings, to follow the Islamic teachings. Therefore, it is necessary to train the kids by making some habits in them so that they can practice it and it becomes the part of their life, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en/call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.